listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Myler with your news update. Hundreds of thousands of motorsport fans have created history in Melbourne. Aussie Grand Prix organisers confirming today's crowd of more than 132,000 has pushed the four-day crowd to over 452,000 people. That is almost 8,000 more than last year. Meantime, the race has been one and done. 2 weeks after having surgery to remove his appendix, Ferrari's Carlos Sainz has topped the podium. Aussie Oscar Piastri finishing fourth. Fellow Aussie and fan fave Dan Ricciardo crossing in 12th spot. He's told 10 it's been awesome despite the result.
Yeah, today sucks for sure. And even today, like, I would have loved to have been in the points, but the weekend as a whole has been really good.
Australia is on track to fall short on meeting national housing targets unless we can rally an extra 90,000 tradies in the next 3 months. That is according to a Build Skills Australia report. Housing Minister Julie Collins has told Sky they know plans to build 1.2 million new homes over the next 5 years is ambitious.
In terms of the building ministers, they had a meeting just yesterday where they talked about alternative methods of construction, such as modular homes and the like.
And Tasmanian Labor leader Rebecca White says the Libs should have first dibs at trying for a minority government. It comes after this weekend's state election, where the Liberal Party's won more seats than Labor, but is still short of what's needed for a majority. An early seesaw between Richmond and Port at the MCG. The Tigers up by 11 points, 7-8-50 to 5-9-39. That was at halftime. In today's earlier game, the Western Bulldogs bagged their first win of the season, beating Gold Coast Suns 18-7-115 to 10-7-67 in Ballarat. Dogs forward Cody Waitman booting 6 goals. It is the Suns' first defeat under coach Damien Hardwick.